4YQJ, monitoring.
Y2K, this is KK4NXC.
NXC is KJ4YQK. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you been?
Be good. Just went on a last minute grocery run at us. Restocked the shelves.
Been doing
the extra because next month we'll have some 9-year-old twins hanging out of the house for a little bit. So they get real hungry, so we got to have extra food for them.
We don't need, they're probably wanting candy and stuff, aren't they?
We're going to work on that. I got some yard work for them to do. I got some cars that need to be washed.
And chocolate, make them hyper and hand them a rake and a shovel.
By the time they be telling me, I should have my yard completely reseeded and everything.
It's working that out.
Stay on the TV tonight at 8 o'clock.
What's going on?
The Nation at 8 o'clock about the virus there. So I guess he's going to spill the beans.
In that thing, they just did today actually call it a pandemic. It's probably going to get worse before it gets better here in the next little bit.
And I was watching one of the head health guys testify over in Congress. He expected 3.5% death rate.
That's, you know, the older you are. I think it's mostly what they're talking about is anyone 60 and above with some underlying health problems.
Italy, I was watching an interview from one of the British stations in Italy. They say that's in the 40-year-olds, too.
See, I figured Italy had a fairly large older population, but maybe that's, I was thinking wrong, but I'd have to look into that.
Older population, they're wasting what the doctor said was, they're having to determine who lives and who dies, and they're basically letting the older population die in order to save the younger population.
What they can do to stave that off, is there? I mean, they don't have any kind of serum or shot or anything developed for that yet.
They can help keep you alive with the machines and stuff like that so your body can fight it off, but they don't have enough machines. They don't have enough ventilators, enough ICU beds and ventilators.
Wow, and that's what they're afraid of it doing here is overwhelming the, the medical field. And, yeah, they're relying on people to self-quarantine. I don't know how that's going.
What they're relying on, I think they'll probably be announced tonight, is they got things in place where people will still be paid if they stay home and all types of stuff coming out. They're going to rely on people to self-quarantine, and that's the only way you can stop it, so don't overload the doctors and the hospitals.
Get one of the guys at work to try to check in on exactly what that entails. I don't know how in the world the government can pay people to stay at home. Of course, I know they do that a little bit now, but I don't know how that's going to work out. We'll have to see. I'll try to make a point to see that then. That's probably going to be on all the main channels, right?
That's probably wake the people up who are like, it's just a flu crowd. They will be waking up here in the next day or so, and I predict all the grocery stores will be swamped.
That's, my wife did any grocery shopping we needed today. I didn't want to get caught with an empty pantry.
And I'm buying for my brother because he's just one of those, it's just a flu, man. So I'm buying for him now so that when he wakes up and he won't get called short-handed.
Meaning just the flu caused Italy to quarantine 16 million people. Oh, my gosh, man, those numbers are staggering.
Shut down their entire country. And Iran, I heard they got a mass grave in Iran. A lot of people, I think it's so sci-fi, nobody wants to believe it, because it's like watching a movie.
But, you know, there'll be a little bit of wake up then, because I've been watching it. I think it is an issue, and I think that, you know, with, they only have, I think, total of the virus, they only have like 1% of it, of the people who have it identified. So I think it's out there more than we would like to think, and well, I've been trying to pay special attention to my hygiene, you know, just distancing myself and keeping some handy wipes and some sanitation, you know, stuff for your hands.
Okay. Now, Trump, he's been kind of like, every time they talked about it the past couple weeks, he'd be like, did you know the flu killed this many people? We, you know, just throwing that random thing about flu out there. And today, he's like, this only happens once every 100 years. The last one was the Spanish flu. So now he's going to spill the beans, admit that there's a problem. I think he was holding back because he didn't want to generate the panic.
Have a mass run on everything at one time, and hopefully maybe they've been watching it and they know that there are people who've been preparing, and maybe this second wave won't be such a load on the system, but we'll see. I'm interested in what they got to say. I mean, I don't know how much of that you can believe, but I'm willing to listen to them.
I just spill the beans completely the way they're heading now. And I think you're right, about 50% of us has already started preparing. I bought all my stuff back in January when I first saw what happened in China. I was like, this is bad. And I started stocking up on stuff.
I mean, and it's not, you know, somebody say anything to you about, you know, they think you're crazy. But, you know, our grandparents, or my grandparents, who went through the Depression, they bought flour and beans in 80-pound sacks. So, I mean, they didn't know it, but they were always prepared for something.
Now, I've heard the stories passed down from the Great Depression, and I heard the stories about their parents with the Spanish flu. It'd be my great-grandfather. He raised 16 kids because the his nieces and nephews, because the uncles and aunts passed away from the Spanish flu.
Where was that? That was in, wasn't that in the 20s, 1920s?
1918 to 1920s when the Spanish flu. It went around the world a couple times.
Yeah, I remember going through an older graveyard up in northern Greenville County, and there was a slew of graves in there from that time period, and that's what we attributed it to, was that flu.
Well, not flu, but the same type thing's about to happen again.
Interesting is that it was all ages. It wasn't just the elderly. I mean, there were very, very young children, some babies, some children, middle-aged people. And you could tell that there was something that affected everybody of all ages. And it was kind of, you know, sobering to see all those graves. It was pretty evident that something major took place. But anyway, well, I'm destinating. I hope you well. And 7-3, it's good to talk to you again. I haven't talked to you in a long time. But you take care and get stocked up. Stay safe. KK4NXE, I'll be clear on your final.
33s for now, and I'll probably be seeing you a lot on the net because we'll be, like, sitting at home. KJ4YQK will be clear.